What's up, y'all? I got a dance deal for you, Chicago. Hubbard Street Dance heats up the Harris Theater stage with its spring series of joy next week. Now, this is some of the most dynamic, cutting-edge contemporary dance made by the world's leading choreographers right here in Chicago. I'm excited for Echoes of Our Ancestors by Maria Torres, among other creators. But you can only catch it for 3 performances between May 17th and May 19th. Luckily, CityCast Chicago listeners can get tickets in any section for 20% off using code CityCast online or over the phone. Visit HubbardStreetDance.com for details and use code CityCast. Today on CityCast Chicago, spring is here and I know I'm gearing up to ride my bike more around the city than ever before. Yes, the pun was intended. But maybe you like our producers and not only do you not have your own bike, but you don't really know where to start to get one. Well, I got you. I sat down with a cyclist and mechanic from the Recyclery, a bike repair co-op in Rogers Park, and we're asking what you need to know to buy a bike in Chicago and some tips to stay safe while you're riding. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is What Chicago is Talking About. So we're sitting here with cycling enthusiast and mechanic Liam Olean. Liam, welcome to CityCast Chicago.
Hey, what's going on? It's good to be with you today.
For people who may be on the fence, who want to do a little bit more biking, maybe even considering buying their first bike to hit the road, can we start with talking about why is biking such a great benefit for folks?
Well, biking is a fantastic means of transportation, especially in a city. With a bike, you don't got to worry about parking, you know what I mean? You can beat and get to places that public transport can't take you. I often feel like there's big holes in where our city's trains and buses go, and the bike can fill in those holes. And it's also incredibly environmentally friendly, right? There's no emissions from a bicycle. And it's a great workout, and it improves your mood. So it's my preferred means of locomotion around the city.
Mm-hmm. So between transportation, environmental footprint, when you're also thinking about exercise, there's so many great benefits to biking, but it can also be a little overwhelming to get into cycling. Like the people who really love it, let's just be real, they're big advocates, they take it very seriously. Chicago has a bunch of different terrains. There's so many different types of bikes out there. So is there a sort of right bike to get for Chicago?
There is many different right bikes for Chicago. Chicago is a very forgiving city bike-wise. It is flat as a pancake, which means that, first of all, you don't necessarily need multiple gears on your bike. You can get by with a single-speed bike here in Chicago. That being said, gears are nice. They do allow you to accelerate and decelerate with a little bit more precision. And for me, a lot of what makes a good bike in Chicago is a bike that is good around cars.
When you say good around cars, what does that mean?
The first thing that might come to mind is flat handlebars. So everybody likes the drop handlebar look that you see on some road bikes, you know, those curly handlebars that come down and make a bike look super sleek and fast.
It requires you to bend over a little bit more as well.
It makes you bend over more. It makes the bike a bit more twitchy handling-wise. A flat handlebar, especially a wide flat handlebar, can take a lot more physical input before swerving this way or that. So it's more forgiving and a little bit more responsive around cars, right? You see mountain bikes, they have those flat handlebars. Why? To swerve around trees and whatnot. Why would cars be any different?
If I'm somebody who is not necessarily a bike enthusiast, but I'm walking into a store, sure, I can ask the person at the counter. I can maybe talk with somebody who works there. But depending on what kind of store, maybe the help will range. But I go and I see racing bike. I see mountain bike. I see road bike. When I'm thinking about what will be necessary for me in Chicago, and I'll give you a scenario. Maybe I am, you know, someone who likes to ride 2-3 times a week for exercise, a little bit for transportation, You know, I'm someone's willing to maybe put my bike up on public transportation to get around the city. So what kind of bike should I start looking at with those kind of circumstances?
Probably the right bike for you is what is called a hybrid bike, which is a term that I hate, but it's honestly the best term that we have for the item, because unlike a mountain bike and a road bike, which really are pretty defined categories for bicycles, a hybrid is sort of a catch-all. It means it takes things from both road bikes and mountain bikes. So maybe it's going to have slightly skinnier tires like a road bike for going fast on the streets, but it's going to have the flat handlebars of a mountain bike and a slightly more relaxed posture of a mountain bike for the maneuverability. Hybrids are also going to have customization points, right? You'll have mounts for fenders and racks if you want to start commuting and carry a bag with you as you go. Fenders are really important for biking in the city because we do get weather here, and fenders keep the water and snow and salt from spraying on your clothes, but it also keeps it from spraying on the bike, which will improve the longevity of your components, right? Keeping that salt off of the chain is going to help it not rust as quickly, which means you're going to be spending less money getting the bike fixed.
Are you self-conscious about your smile? Do you only allow yourself a closed mouth grin? Well, with Aligner Experts, there's no reason for you to diminish your smile. As orthodontists, they have the privilege of witnessing the remarkable transformation of patients' smiles, which often translates into a profound boost in their confidence. Yet, there always seems to be a deterrent. I ain't got the time, I don't have the funds. Luckily, Aligner Experts is redefining convenient and accessible clear aligner solutions. With customizable treatments, transparent pricing, and their cutting-edge 3D scanners and dental monitoring technology, you could transform your smile through the convenience of your own schedule. Stop in at their West Loop or Lakeview Clinic today for your complimentary smile assessment. Aligner Experts, your destination for advanced clear aligner solutions. P.S., they got another clinic on the way, so stay tuned for their Old Town location. If someone doesn't want to go to a big box store or order their bike online, they want to get some assistance, some suggestions. Are there food places around the city that maybe have some budget-friendly options all the way up? If, you know, budget is no restriction for people, where are some places you think are great recommendations for people around the city?
Yeah, let's talk about what it means to buy a bike and buy a bike at the different types of places that you can buy bikes here in the city. So I'm going to start with a traditional bike shop. This is like a Trek or a Specialized shop, or a shop that carries a couple of the bigger name brands. They have a service department, right? They support their own bikes. If you get a flat, you can take a bike there and you can pay them and they'll fix the flat or they'll give it a tune-up. And when you buy a new bicycle there, it's like buying a new car. What you're getting is you're getting a warranty and you're getting the support of the brand behind that product. That is usually going to be the most expensive option for buying a bike. But there are definitely benefits to getting that warranty and that support, especially if you plan to ride that bike a lot and put it through a lot.
Are there any other options of type of bike shops or places where people can buy bikes?
You can buy a bike online on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. Those bikes are going to be often the cheapest way to find a bike. But the downside of buying a bike online is you don't know what condition it comes to you in. You don't know what sort of mechanical issues you are inheriting with this purchase. So you might buy a bike online for $100 and then you take it into the bike shop and the mechanic throws it up in the stand and says, hey, I hate to tell you this, but this has about $200 to $300 worth of repairs that it needs on it. And then you say, oh, I could have just bought a bike for $400 in the first place and not had to go through all this pain. Then there are used bike shops. This is the type of bike shop that I work for. I work for the Recyclery. We are a educational nonprofit co-op bike situation here in Rogers Park. And what I do is I refurbish used bikes that have been donated to us, and I sell them to you for essentially half of the price of what you might buy it for in a new shop. Do we want to talk price ranges real quick?
Yeah, I'd love to.
So starting price for like a basic bike in a new bike shop these days is about $600, right? If you're trying to look for that flat bar hybrid, maybe you get a couple accessories on it, you're looking $600 to $1,000 for a new bike. If you're buying a bike from a refurbishing bike shop, it's usually going to be starting around $300. What you get when you buy a refurbished bike from a bike shop is you get a bike that you know has had a mechanic's eyes on it, and you know that you're not inheriting any mechanical issues with it. Our bike shop even provides a little 30-day warranty where if something goes wrong with the bike in the first 30 days, you can bring it back and we'll take care of it. But what you're not getting is you're not getting that sort of couple year warranty that you get when you purchase a new bike.
According to a 2023 report from People for Bikes, Chicago is actually one of the worst cities for biking, apparently, right? The big things the report brought up was that we lack safe bikeways or there are gaps in the network, which we have covered extensively on this show. You know, how do you keep yourself safe biking in the city and manage when there aren't, you know, bike paths to take uniformly from neighborhood to neighborhood?
Yeah, there are big gaps, unfortunately, in our bike infrastructure. And biking safely in the city, I think, is about knowing which streets you feel comfortable biking on and finding them and relying on them. And that starts from your home and spreads out slowly as you use your bike to go to more and more locations, right? We take different routes in cars than we do on bikes because the fastest way to get somewhere in a car might be going down Sheridan, but if you're biking down Sheridan here in Rogers Park, that's a scary affair and I don't recommend it. So it's about finding the streets that you're comfortable on, sort of radiating out from where you live as you take your bike to go different places. What I encourage people to do is to try to start using their bike not just to get out, but try to use it as a tool for one activity. Maybe it's picking up groceries. Maybe you decide, hey, I need a couple things at the grocery store. I'm going to put on my backpack, ride to the grocery store, get all the stuff in, and ride back. And then maybe it's, oh, I'm going to go thrifting on my bike. As you start to plot out these different chores that you can run on your bike, these different ways that your bike can be a tool in your life, you'll really develop these networks of streets that you feel comfortable and can rely on, and you'll start to feel ownership over your navigation of the city.
I like that suggestion. I really do. You know, for someone like yourself who's got their gear, got their bicycle of choice, like how do you keep your bike safe throughout the city? And, you know, how do you protect your equipment, you know, throughout the seasons?
You got to get a lock. U-locks are great. They can be a little bit difficult to use sometimes, a little bit rigid. You might be tempted to get one of those cable locks, one of those combo cable locks. Those are fine for short term, but I would never lock my bike up with something like that and leave it unattended overnight, because those can be cut with a snipper. And U-locks can be cut through with a buzzsaw. Nothing is bike theft proof. So when you're locking your bike, I recommend locking it temporarily. And when you can, you store it inside, if that's a possibility.
I come from the school of, especially growing up, that any mechanical air with a bike could be fixed by taking the chain off, putting the chain back on, you know, putting some air into the tires, right? So I never really went to YouTube University on how to fix a bike. If a person has already spent a ton of money on a bike and they don't want to think about it as their car, right? They don't want to go for quick repairs. They want to learn on their own. Where would you tell people to go if they're not sure how to fix it themselves?
I would encourage people to start fixing certain things on their bicycle. Yes. If you're out in the middle of nowhere and you get flat and there's no bike shop around that's open, how are you getting home? I recommend people to start basic. Learn how to fix a flat on your bike. Practice it a couple times. I would recommend, if you're starting off, just to carry a spare inner tube of the right size. And you'll need tire levers to get the tires off of the rim. And then you'll need some sort of pump or CO2 canister to reinflate the new inner tube.
Do you have these things on you every time you go for a ride?
I don't carry a pump or a CO2 canister myself. I'm never too far outside of the city itself. So I'm always confident that I can maybe find a gas station that has a air pump for car tires. But I do always carry a spare inner tube and levers on my bicycle in the event of a flat. I highly recommend people start with that. And then simple maintenance of your bike is regularly pumping up the tires. Tires lose air actually pretty quickly, a lot faster than they do on a car. Especially if you have skinny road tires, they can become underinflated in about a week. So you should be topping off those tires weekly. If you have a mountain bike, it's more like monthly. But bike tires leak air very fast. And that's just because they are thinner than car tires and they run higher PSIs than car tires.
Oh, that is a really good point. I honestly am very reactive when it comes to tire pressure and putting air in my tires. It's only after I've noticed there's a problem, I've sort of been grinding too long.
But there are organizations that can help teach you mechanicry in Chicago. We are one of them. We hold an open shop where the public can bring their bike and put it in our stand, use our tools, look through our used parts, and we have volunteers there to instruct you on how to do the repair of your bicycle. And YouTube is an awesome resource. There are all sorts of videos on how to fix certain things on your bike, but that can be difficult because how do you know what's wrong with your bike, right? How do you know to search? So you do need somebody to help sort of diagnose it for you first.
Liam Olin is a mechanic with the Recyclery up in Rogers Park, and today helped us as we are thinking about getting our bikes ready for the riding season. Liam, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was fantastic.
Now, if you want to see a list of some spots to buy a new or refurbished bike, go on and check our show notes. Before we let you go, stay tapped into all the CityCast Chicago ecosystem has to offer by bookmarking our website, chicago.citycast.fm. When you visit, you can subscribe to our daily newsletter, Hey Chicago, catch up on old podcast episodes, see our best food and drink list, neighborhood guides, and so much more. Something you can only find on the podcast, though. Some good news. In honor of International Transgender Day of Visibility, UIC is hosting a Spring Trans Health and Wellness Summit tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Learn more about this critical full day of programming in our show notes. As always, we appreciate you for listening and reading. We're going to be back bright and early tomorrow, breaking down some key stories from the week. I'll talk to you then. Peace. I love when I say the riding season. I mean, for me personally, as the weather gets better, and for you, that is year round.